Time now for a check of state and local news. Well, between the hours of 9 a.m. and possibly 10:30 this morning, a house is going to be moved via a semi-trailer from the area of the Rolling Hills Bank parking lot on Highway 6, and that'll go on to Mulberry Street turning north. The move is expected to completely block Highway 6 both eastbound and westbound during this time. The move has been approved by the DOT and Sydney Ordnance, and local authorities will be assisting in the move. Local residents are asked to travel south on Olive Street if the eastbound to the detour around the move. Westbound vehicles are asked to use Hospital Drive, Plum Street, or U.S. Highway 71 to the detour around the move. Traffic control personnel will be available at the intersections to assist with helping your detour around that situation. The house may take several hours moving through parts of the north side of town, eventually traveling west on Highway 83. As always, the Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says your patience is very much appreciated during this move. The Adair County Board of Supervisors held their regularly scheduled meeting this morning. After approving the minutes from their previous meeting, the board took up the matter of an EMS training grant drawdown. The grant would allow local fire departments and ambulances to get reimbursed for state training costs of EMS staff. The board approved the measure of sending individual checks from the state to the appropriate departments. The board also discussed having the county put funds towards for housing assistance programs.
The consensus of the board was for Supervisor Twombly to go ahead and inform DECOG that the county would be willing to put matching funds of $1,500 in order to get $6,250 back for housing assistance through our general relief or Veterans Affairs.
The meeting was held at 9 o'clock yesterday morning at the Adair County Courthouse. A rollover accident Sunday morning with a semi-truck in Adair County led to a Missouri man suffering minor injuries. At about 10 o'clock Sunday morning, a semi-truck driven by 42-year-old Walter Wilson of Springfield, Missouri, was eastbound on Interstate 80 and attempting to leave the interstate at about exit 75. Wilson was going around the ramp, which curves to the west, when he says a white Toyota passenger vehicle passed him while on the exit ramp. His back tires went off the ramp, causing his semi to roll over. Wilson suffered non-incapacitating injuries from the incident. Total damage from the incident amounted to about $10,000. A rear-end accident Saturday on Interstate 80 in Adair County Saturday led to two children suffering possible injuries. At about 1:30 Saturday afternoon, a 1997 Chevrolet Suburban driven by 56-year-old Mark Patterson of Tama was traveling westbound on Interstate 80. A 2009 Chevrolet Impreza driven by 53-year-old Peggy Hobos of Avoca was traveling just behind Patterson. As Hobos was driving, she turned around to look towards the back of her vehicle in response to a passenger opening a back door of her vehicle. When she turned back, she saw Patterson slowing down in response to traffic that was slowing down in front of him. Hobos then rear-ended Patterson's vehicle. Injured in the incident were two children in Hobos' vehicle. They were identified as two 12-year-olds who were transported to Stewart Rescue to the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Hobos was cited for failure to stop within an assured clear distance. Approximate damage from the incident amounted to about $5,000 each for Hobos' and Patterson's vehicle. KJAN News Time is now 9:04.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, the Atlantic School Board held their regularly scheduled meeting Tuesday evening. On the agenda was the issuance of bonds for the renovation of Atlantic Middle School. The middle school was the final school to be renovated as part of a larger project of renovations. Atlantic's two elementary schools had first been renovated with that project.
The first two projects, Washington and Schuler, board was able to go ahead and pay for those projects because they were smaller projects and pretty much a pay-as-you-go process. But with the middle school, because of the size and the scope of the project, it's a much bigger project, and money that might be available either through PEPL or capital projects wouldn't even come close to the amount of the project. So the board chose to sell revenue bonds for that project.
That's Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein. The cost of the bonds would be about $7.6 million for about the $6.9 million project. The board then went on to discuss options for Washington Elementary School for the 2012-2013 school year. As Amstein says, a lack of building space may be an issue in that coming school year.
This year we've got about 140 kindergarten students coming in, which caused us to have to hire two additional kindergarten teachers. And for the 12-13 school year, we anticipate about the same number. And if that's the case, then we're going to run out of classroom space at Washington. So I think the board was trying to be a little bit proactive as far as what the options might be to address the issue for that many students coming in the next 2 years.
Also on the agenda last night, which was a work session, was the possible relocation of Link Center for the 2012-13 school year. That's somewhat related to the Washington Elementary issue with the renovation project and also other projects taking place around the hospital in that area. Now taking a look at state news, a homecoming ceremony will be held in Davenport today for 70 Iowa National Guard soldiers who are returning from Afghanistan. The event takes place at noon today. State officials have orders to inspect Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines and its affiliates because of a problem with patient monitoring. The federal order was issued after a survey in May. The hospital is part of the Catholic Health Initiatives, a national nonprofit health organization. Des Moines police are investigating after someone left a spray-painted racial slur on the garage door of an African-American woman's home who's threatened to sue John Deere for harassment. Copa Burris says she found the green graffiti on Monday, along with a note that told her to stop working at the tractor company, or else, quote unquote. She says she's been harassed at work for months and filed a complaint about a racial slur that was written on her locker at her business as well. Police are investigating after a 63-year-old Des Moines man, or a woman I should say, says she was assaulted at a home on Monday with a bratwurst. Connie Jones says she got into an argument with a 31-year-old homeless woman who picked up the sausage and threw it at her chest. She was arrested on a simple assault charge after that incident. And again, a reminder as well to avoid Highway 6 as they are going to be moving that house coming up in the next little while here. They should be wrapped up by about 10:30, as once again, that's going to be near the Rolling Hills Bank parking lot, and they're going to move that onto Mulberry Street. So do take extra caution as they are going to be moving that house. Should be wrapped up about by 10:30 this morning, according to Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green. And now taking a look at our funeral announcements, 76-year-old Donald L. Paulson of Exira died on Saturday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Graveside services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements for that service. 97-year-old Edna Grace Campbell of Irwin died on Monday at the Reed House. Funeral services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. 75-year-old Charles T. Manett of Washington, D.C. died on Friday at the Kindred Hospital in Richmond, Virginia. Funeral services for Charles Bennett will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements for that service. 93-year-old Maxine Ann Artinson of Avoca, and formerly from Shelby, died on Sunday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center in Avoca. Funeral services will be held on Friday afternoon at 1:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And 90-year-old Hugh McCall of Bridgewater passed away on Tuesday at his home in Bridgewater. Funeral services are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Online condolences may be left to the family online at www.steenfunerals.com. And that's a look at our KJAN state and local news this hour. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.